This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has decided to observe the 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. On this day in 1975, former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi imposed an emergency in the country. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the decision is intended to honour the spirit of millions who struggled to revive democracy despite facing inexplicable persecution at the hands of an oppressive government. He added that the observance of Samvidhan Hatya Divas will help keep the eternal flame of individual freedom and the defence of the country's democracy alive in every Indian. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Samvidhan Hatya Divas will serve as a reminder of what happens when the Constitution of India was trampled over. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. A Congress unleashed dark phase of Indian history. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the role of BIMSTEC as an engine for economic and social growth, reaffirming India's commitment to a peaceful, prosperous, resilient and a safe BIMSTEC region. The foreign ministers from the BIMSTEC member states today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. The Prime Minister had fruitful discussions with ministers on strengthening the regional cooperation in areas including connectivity, energy, trade, health, agriculture, science, security and people-to-people exchanges. During the meeting, Mr. Modi highlighted BIMSTEC's significance to India's neighbourhood first and look east policies as well as in its Sagar vision for security and growth for all in the region. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a money laundering case linked to the alleged leaker policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same leaker policy case on the 25th of last month. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that as a result of affirmative governance steps, a sea change has occurred in the country, particularly for the benefit of the youth. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the faculty and students of Narsi Monji Institute of Management Studies in Mumbai. The Vice President delivered the keynote address in a discussion titled Empowering India, the Role of Higher Education Institutions in Making Viksit Bharat 2047. The Vice President said that now the decision-making in a country is inspired by a transparent, accountable mechanism. He added that as a result of these decisions, we have witnessed an exponential growth in our economy. BJP today continued its attack on the Karnataka government over the reported diversion of funds from the Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan and Tribal Sub-Plan for implementing five guarantee schemes in the state. Briefing media New Delhi senior party leader and Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal alleged that SC and ST welfare funds have been diverted to fulfill the poll promises related to guarantees made by the senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, which is in violation of the Constitution. He said that the state government has taken the decision to divert over 14,000 crore rupees from the sub-plans. India and Bhutan have agreed to work together in the areas of climate change, air quality, forest, wildlife management and capacity building in the field of environment and climate change. A delegation from the Bhutan headed by Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Jam Shering, met Indian Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh in New Delhi. Both the leaders discussed issues related to air quality, climate change, forests, natural resources, wildlife and renewable energy. Mr. Singh stated that both countries share same geography, ecosystem as well as common values of democracy. In Wimbledon, the first men's single semi-final between defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and fifth seed Daniil Medvedev will be in action at the Centre Court in London. The match will start in a short while from now. And that is the end of this news bulletin.